This is the author.
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 Penguin Random House Audio presents This is the author.
This is the author.
This is the author.
Writing a book is hard. Narrating your audiobook is, well, we'll let the author tell you about it. Today in the studio.
What's up? This is Eddie Wong. My book, Double Cup Love, is about identity, culture, and accepting yourself. It's a reverse migration story, right? It's the natural bookend to Fresh Off the Boat. The first book is an angry, defiant book about immigrating to America and how hard it is to find yourself, your identity, and your culture in a foreign land. The second book is about going back to your native land and trying to reclaim it, or trying to fit in and trying to understand what could have been if you were never forced to leave. I wanted to record the audiobook because I wrote it, and I just feel like it'd be weird if somebody else read it. Did you do anything to prepare for the recording? I did drink Robitussin because I wasn't feeling well, but that's pretty much it. I was an hour late the first day. Yeah, while recording, one very interesting thing happened. I realized that it was a different person that wrote this book. A lot of the emotions, a lot of the lessons, a lot of the ways that I felt when I was writing it, I exercised. I accepted myself. I faced myself. And I don't feel the same negative ways about myself that I did before I finished writing this book. And I think that's the power of writing. That's why I love it. It's therapeutic. It forces you to face yourself. You can't hide from yourself. You can't run from the page. I think that's what great writing is about. There are so many words in this book that I know how to write and I know what they mean, but I don't know how to say them because I never heard them out loud. I just like seen them and shit and I looked them up. But like, man, I can't even remember now, but we should ask Scott. I don't know. That's a shitty question. My favorite part of the book to narrate was probably the intro. Yeah, my favorite part to narrate is the prologue. The prologue's very animated. There's a lot of energy. It's loud. It's rambunctious. It's a weed overdose. So that was naturally fun to narrate. And it got a lot of energy. It got me going for the day. And I think it set the tone for the whole recording. Oh, my favorite character to record, though, was definitely the British dude. The Eddie Love Baby guy in Chengdu was the British dude that ran up on our beef noodle soup day. So that guy was cool. Would you do this again, record another audiobook? That really would depend on how much you guys pay me. If I wasn't going to record my audiobook, I would want... Casey Kasem has a good voice. I think it would be very funny if Casey Kasem recorded my book. Casey Kasem got some pipes on him. Or like, if it wasn't me, I would just go for someone with like the most distinct random voice. John Leguizamo, Rosie Perez, Mike Tyson, somebody like that. Andrew Dice Clay. I think they would all do a very good job. Any words of wisdom for the next author in the studio? Don't play basketball till midnight and then sleep without a shirt on and get pneumonia and then try to record. That would not be fire.
Tune in next time to hear what happens when another author is in the studio. This is the Author is a production of Penguin Random House Audio. Thank you for listening.